We call it the Note 5. So let's get into it. We started by tackling what we call the paradox of size. It boils down to this. When you ask people what they're looking for in a phone, they'll tell you two things. They want a big, brilliant display, but they don't want a bulky phone. And that makes sense, because your mobile phone is now the primary screen in your life. It's the first thing you look at in the morning and the last thing you look at before you go to bed. But a larger device may not be easy to use with one hand, and it may not fit in your pocket, especially if you wear skinny jeans, which I definitely don't.
Is skinny jeans still a thing?
Consumers were forced to choose between screen size and portability. Sure. At Samsung, we didn't think that was a choice you should have to make. So, we set out to design a phone with a big display in a slimmer, smaller package.
I approve of that.
Like the S6 Edge, the new Note flaunts the same design DNA. It's crafted with metal and glass, though now we've made the metal even stronger. It's thinner, smaller, and lighter than before. For the Note 5, we curved the glass on the back. The flat screen is great to write on, and the curved back makes it easier to use with one hand.
Yeah, it gives it more of a, kind of an ergonomic
feel. The Note wouldn't be the Note without the S Pen.
I like that on devices,
it's
a little bit of a curve on the back.
It helps you multitask like a pro.
It makes the large size a little more palatable.
Yeah, a little bit more manageable for sure. Yeah.
It is to the Note what the mouse is to the PC, making it an indispensable tool for creators. The new S Pen is better than ever. We designed it to be more solid and balanced in your hand. It's also more precise and sensitive, like writing with a ballpoint pen. Let me show you.
Please
By the
do.
Way, we've added this little clicking mechanism to pop the pen right out. It's kind of satisfying, actually. First, we added
like
the ability to
back
write
in the old
the
days.
Screen.
I've done the work in my own lab.
Now, I've been using this feature.
Rated a 7.5 on the satisfactory meter.
Awesome.
I do love this.
You can
write even when the screen is off.
Oh, that is cool.
When you click the button, it lets you write on the screen without actually waking the phone, and it does it in that white on black.
It's right there.
Oh, that's
which is really neat.
That's perfect for a device like this, only because, you know, it's all about kind of productivity and, you know, taking notes is the kind of thing you have an idea immediately, you want to put it down without any friction.
And because it's an AMOLED display, you're not even using a whole lot of power in this mode because it's only activating a handful of pixels to do so.
That's cool.
So, I mean, it's clever stuff.
That's really cool. I've always kind of gone back and forth with the Note series and the fact that, you know, it has the S Pen. Do I really need, you know, everybody makes fun of the stylus because it feels like such a throwback to days of old. But that's really useful. I have the Nexus 6 right now, and it's a large phone.
That's huge.
But it doesn't have any of that extra stuff, right? I'm always like, people ask me, do you recommend it? Well, it's a large phone, but I don't know why, other than it's got a big screen, you know? This is actually using that size for something very useful.
Save them for later. Now, the productivity doesn't stop there.
Oh, man.
I want to show you something
that
will make your bosses love you.
All right.
It's both a keyboard and a cover.
Okay, so the keyboard's built into the cover, is that right?
Right.
The
keyboard it lays cover. Over top.
Okay.
It doesn't, like, plug into the
See
data port.
See how the keys are ergonomically shaped?
Capacitive overlay that just
makes it easier to type.
Yeah, the keyboard that you have precision. Already sitting there on the screen.
Right. Interesting.
So
you know,
bizarre.
With the stylus and the keyboard, this is even more of a throwback
it
than
really
mentioned.
Is. Yeah, it totally is.
Now you can have it both ways.
We saw leaks of this keyboard leading up to the event, and I was still kind of in my mind like certain, like this has got to be, this is one of those weird leaks that proves not to be true. But
see, now with the keyboard, having it being a larger size now suddenly isn't so bad because you want it to be kind of a roomy keyboard, right?
Yeah.
This new Note You can use your fingers to navigate and play games. Use the S Pen to write and draw, or pull out the keyboard to bang out an email on the fly. Because the Galaxy Note 5 is so versatile, you can get more done.
This guy is so excited.
Now,
I love him.
To talk to you more about the S6 Edge Plus, I'm pleased to invite
Miserably if he's not.
Thank you.
Okay, so the keyboard's cool, I suppose. It's a nice additional thing. It is one of those, could be useful, but you kind of have to have it on your person at all times. And will that be as convenient as just being, as like sucking it up the way you have for years and just banging it out on the touchscreen keyboard?
But the way that case is designed, the keyboard part flips around and clips onto the back.
So it adds a little tiny
bit of bulk to the actual case, but I could totally see people doing that.
If it's integrated like that, okay, I missed that part, and that does make a difference. Because then at least it's on it, you know, at all times. It's not like, oh, I want to bang out this email. Let me find in that pocket of my backpack.
My
and, you know, that's just been there, done that.